your Spirit, O Lord, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. Amen. Partings, saying goodbye. Those can be joyful and very difficult times for us. Partings. Just the other day, I was in Suwannee visiting my 16-year-old son, who on Friday got on an airplane by himself and went to LA and switched planes and went to Shanghai for a month. And I really don't know what's going to happen at all. So I beg your prayers. But I love him. And so at that parting, I went there to see him off and to tell him what I believed that he needed to know before we parted for what I hope is 4 weeks, no more. And I told him that I loved him and that all he needs to do is remember who he is and to always know that he's loved. Some of us have had partings like that. Some have seen a child off to camp, perhaps, this year. Or something is coming up where you may say, send a child to college, or give a family member away in marriage, or any number of partings. Some of us have had that parting that none of us want to have with our parent or parents, where you are in the midst and you know light, the end of life is near, and you exchange your partings. And you say only the things that matter most. I love you. Remember me. I will remember you. I love you. Today's gospel is that kind of parting. It is immediately following the Last Supper, and Jesus has just washed his disciples' feet and told them to do to others as he has done to them. And then they sit around the room, and he tells them the most important things that he knows to tell them. And he tells them again and again and again. And we get this line from Philip. Jesus has told them, God is here. If you know me, then you know God. And Philip says, just show us this Father you keep talking about, and then we'll be satisfied. But not before. Show us, give us proof. Show us the invisible. Make it easy for us to believe. Make it so easy we can't not believe. Make it so it's not so hard to trust. And of course, Jesus says, have I been with you all this time? All the things you've seen and all the things you've heard and said and done in the name of God, and you still say you don't know? I don't know if he's talking to me or if he's talking to Philip. How hard it is to believe that the invisible God is as close to you as the breath you're breathing, knows you and knew you before you were even put together, and will always be with you, no matter what. So Jesus tells his disciples three things today. Know God. Just know it. Know it as much as you know that I'm sitting in this room with you and have traveled with you and have laughed with you and cried with you and hoped with you. That's the God that is with you. Second, God is sending you another advocate. The advocate is the word paraclete, spirit, the comforter, the teacher, the companion who walks with you. And Jesus says, I am going away, but I am sending. God is sending you another advocate like me who will be with you forever. And he will teach you. Third, I give you my peace. Not the peace that the world gives. The peace that the world gives is the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome, the peace of law and order at the end of a spear. Obey and you will be at peace. Disobey and you will be nailed to a cross. That's the peace that the world gives. That is not the peace that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to the world. So Jesus gives these three most important and essential partings to his people. And then the Holy Spirit comes. Jesus has ascended, the Holy Spirit comes, and those people who had the greatest hopes of their life taken away from them realize that it is not over, that their story goes on, and that the community that Jesus knit together in love, in hope, will endure all things, will teach the world how to love through suffering, will teach the world what it means to be a servant, to make no peace with oppression, and to lay down your life for your neighbor, even when that is your enemy. That is the peace that, like a fire, will burn up and transform human lives and make us new, new creations. We're about to have three baptisms. The church lives on. Our hope, our bonds, our love for one another grows. And the Holy Spirit moves, and it makes all things new when we are brave enough to proclaim it, brave enough to bear each other's burdens, big enough to be the people of God. This is Pentecost. This is as good as the church gets. Celebrating the things that matter most. Not so we can know those things here and put them in our pocket and take them back out when we come back next week, but to be made new here, renewed in all those things, and to carry them out into the world and spread them on everybody that we can find. And then haul them back in here next week. Amen.